This is Living Lab. I'm Heather Goldstone. David Snyder is a young entrepreneur, a self-described startup guy in California. He is not a scientist, but he loves thinking and talking about big and strange ideas in science, and he'd like more people to join him. So he's declared September 29th Galactic Tick Day, and he joins me now by Skype to describe what that is. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Heather. It's wonderful to be here.
What is a galactic tick? Because I'm pretty sure I'd never heard of it, and I don't think most people have.
Yeah, you know, at the top of the conversation, I definitely concede that the unit of time, one galactic tick, was essentially invented for the purpose of this holiday. Basically, what the whole idea here is to kind of create some kind of recognition and celebration and acknowledgement of the solar system's motion around the Milky Way. And so what's interesting is that, so how we did this, just to get right into the details, is there's this 225, 250 million year rotation of the solar system around the galactic center. And the idea was, how can we put this in a human digestible timescale? So 1/100th of an arc second, as in degrees, minutes, seconds, is 1.7 years, roughly. And so we took that unit of time, 1.77 years, and said, let's call this a galactic tick. And so what's really interesting about this holiday, opposed to most of the other holidays that people are aware of, is it's not actually going to be on the same day every year. It will have to kind of continue to be recalculated.
And, you know, this is a measure of time, the galactic tick, but in that time period, the 1.7 years, how far do we travel?
Yeah. So we're going at approximately 170 miles per second. So we could extrapolate it out from there as relative to the galactic center.
And what is at the galactic center?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have science tells us there's a supermassive black hole there, and it's just, it's a big, giant, dense, light-eating, I don't even know if object is the right way to describe it. Singularity, I suppose.
You are not a scientist, don't claim to be a scientist. How did you get interested in astronomy at this level and the idea of a galactic tick day?
Yeah, so like most ideas, there wasn't necessarily a light bulb moment. It was kind of like a rolling thing. We're out on a hike with some friends. I was, and it was one of these times of year when Mercury was in retrograde, and there's this interesting thing that happens in the Bay Area and in other places where every time one of the planets are in retrograde, there's this kind of new age mysticism that occurs of, oh, you know, I better look twice before crossing the street. I'm going to have a lot of bad luck now that Mercury is in retrograde. And the idea here was, how can we take some kind of similar attention that people are putting into the planets being in retrograde, which the mysticism feels a little bit misplaced because, you know, we're post-Copernican revolution. We know that, in fact, the Earth orbits around the sun, this is essentially an illusion of the planets moving backwards. And so that was kind of the frustration of, okay, how can we take something and apply attention to a larger scale motion, and kind of settled on this idea of taking the solar system's orbit around the Milky Way and acknowledging it and recognizing it and kind of celebrating it in some way.
Now, this September 29th will be the 235th Galactic Tick Day. How do you figure that? When was the first one?
Yes. So the parts that have the arbitrary aspect to them are, what is a galactic tick? And then when should the first one be? And so what we did is we took the date that the telescope was patented and then extrapolated out the galactic ticks from that date, the 235th one falling on September 29th of this year. People who are paying attention to this thing, that tends to be the first question of, how do you choose when to start it? And it would be a bit too kind of focused on us if we said, oh, it was the day we thought of it. That didn't quite feel thoughtful enough.
you've said a few times we. Who else is involved in this effort to get Galactic Tick Day recognized as a holiday?
Yeah, a couple friends by the names of Adonis and Chris and Andrew. I basically been, you know, this was kind of like an over beers discussion type of thing that turned into this really fun project, and you know, reaching out to people and trying to make it into a real thing. We're all kind of assuming different duties at this point. Some of us are more focused on talking to people like yourself, and some of us are more focused on doing an element of party planning. We're throwing an event here in San Francisco.
And what will that event be like?
We've got a couple talks lined up from people who are research students to hopefully being able to get at least one professor from Stanford who was involved with the gravitational waves from earlier this year. So we're going to do a couple like lightning talks type of thing. And then it will devolve hopefully into like a fun and exciting dance party of sorts. For me, it's been really interesting to see what people are getting out of this as I've been chatting with them. First and foremost, there's been this teachable moment where I've spoken with people and there was no really idea that, oh, the sun is in fact in motion. The second is this kind of recognition of the endeavor of science and the awe of being able to know, hey, we figured this out. And then the third, and this one has been the one that's been a bit more difficult to talk about, which is kind of the meta level of what arises in an individual experience when somebody kind of sits with the size and the scale of existence, and asking people about like, you know, so when you think about the size of the Milky Way and then the universe in which it sits, what does that bring up in you from a feeling point of view? And that's been just fascinating to chat with people about.
For people who aren't in the Bay Area, what kind of recommendations would you make for ways to mark or celebrate Galactic Tick Day?
Yeah, so there's been a couple events popping up completely unaffiliated with me on Facebook. One's in Washington, D.C., another one's in Ottawa. So people have just been kind of having little gatherings and making time to get together and look at the stars and talk about space science. So there's not really a prescriptive way to celebrate. It's been interesting thus far that it is just an idea that we're trying to spread. There's no commercial end game. There's no, you know, click here type of thing.
Are there other perhaps aspects of the universe that you think might also be ripe for this kind of recognition and almost meditation on where we sit in the universe?
Yeah, I mean, probably. For me, I find the kind of the moments when I have the most clarity in my life personally is when you have this nice balance between, you know, being alive and in your body, so to speak, and then also from a calm and objective point of view, recognizing some of the vastness of the space in which we find ourselves. So, you know, if you can have a little bit of that in your life every day, it probably reaps some pretty large dividends. I think that to have a focused attention in this way, you get something that's akin to the overview effect, which is this phenomena that a lot of the early astronauts reported when they're up in space and they kind of see Earth hanging in the void as this pale blue dot we've all heard about. They get these really intense feelings of a recognition that we are kind of all in it together. This is a planetary society. Science tells us we're a human family, and recognition of those kind of base facts, which don't even feel like deep insights because they're so very much on the surface, can have massive repercussions for how people treat each other and, you know, the resources that are put into science and things of that nature.
Well, we could certainly use a little bit more understanding that we're all in this together. David Snyder, thanks so much for introducing us to the Galactic Tick.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
You can find more about Galactic Tick Day on our website, capeandislands.org. Until next week, this is Living Lab. You can always find Living Lab Radio on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. I'm Heather Goldstone. Thanks for listening.
Living Lab is produced by Heather Goldstone and Elsa Partan. Mindy Todd is the executive producer. Major support for Living Lab comes from the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. Additional support is provided by Lee McGraw and the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation.